Mishnah Zayin, even in a case where the majority of the Jews are Tahar, and therefore only Tahar people can bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, if the animal which he brings becomes Tomei, it is learned from Pesukim that it is not a problem. If he becomes Tomei, it is a problem, but if the animal which he is bringing becomes Tomei, then it's learned from Pesukim that the tzitz, which was the band which the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, that would serve as an atonement for a number of cases of Tumah relating to the Beis HaMikdash and Korbanos, one of which would be this case where the Korban Pesach becomes Tomei, and so the tzitz serves an atonement. What does that mean, it serves an atonement? Apart from it literally being an atonement, it also means that this person will have fulfilled his obligation and he will not need to bring another Korban Pesach when it comes to Pesach Sheini. Says the Mishnah, Pesach Sheni Zak Domei, a Korban Pesach whose blood was thrown on the Mizbeach, v'achar kach noidashu Tomei. And then it becomes known that the meat or the blood of the Korban was Tomei, had tzitz meratzeh. The tzitz serves as an atonement, and also, in a way, to an extent, validates the Korban, in that it allows one to fulfill his obligation, and he will not need to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni once more. However, the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten, because the only time the Korban Pesach can be eaten in a state of Tumah is when the majority of the Jews or the Kohanim are Tomei. But in this case, that leniency does not apply, so the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten, but he still fulfills his obligation. However, Nitmo HaGuf, if the body of the person himself who is bringing the Korban, or if the body of the Kohen who's bringing it, if that was Tomei, then in Atitz Meratzeh. On that, the Tzitz does not serve an atonement, and the Korban is considered invalid, and he will need to bring another Korban when it comes to Pesach Sheni. And the Mishnah elaborates, Mishnah Omru, because the Chachom said, HaNozir, a Nozir who is somebody who accepts upon himself certain prohibitions, such as not cutting his hair, not drinking wine, not becoming Tomei. Now, at the end of one's Nazirus period, let's say he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 30 days, so at the end of the 30 days, he needs to bring Korbanos, and after bringing the Korbanos, so then he is allowed once again to drink wine, become Tomei, cut his hair. So when it comes to a Nazir and those Korbanos which he brings, V'Oseh Pesach, and when it comes to somebody who is bringing a Korban Pesach, HaTzitz Meratzeh Al Tumas Hadam, the tzitz serves as an atonement and makes the korban valid if the problem was that the blood of the korban became tomei. But the ein tzitz meratzeh al tumas haguf, the tzitz does not help to make the korban be considered valid if the person himself was tomei, and therefore if the person himself was tomei, then the korbanos will not allow the nozer to drink wine again, etc. And the person who brings the korban pesach will have to bring another korban pesach a month later. But if the tumah was a problem in the korban itself, not in the person, then it is considered to be valid, and he will not need to bring another korban. Now, it ends off the Mishnah with a concept known as Tumas HaTahoim, which literally means Tumah which was buried deeply, and it refers to Tumah which was not known at all. For example, if somebody finds a dead body buried deep into the ground, so the halacha should be that anything above it is Tomei, but let's say people did not know about it until then. So there are certain leniencies which apply to that Tumah, and we have a halacha of Moshe Sinai, a tradition going back to Moshe from Har Sinai, that if Nitmot Tumas HaTahoim, if the person became Tomei from Tumas HaTahoim, and that Tumah was not known at all, and only after he became Tomei did he find out about it. So one of the leniencies of that type of Tumah is that even though it's a Tumah of the person, HaTzitz Meratzeh, the Tzitz nevertheless does serve as an atonement, and the Korbanos would be valid, so he would not need to bring a Korban Pesach again on Pesach Sheni, and the Nozer would be able now to drink wine, cut his hair, and become Tomei, and end his Nazirus.